Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Give me a hell yeah!
We're talking hoops, H-Town. Our guy B. Scott has all the latest from the hardwood in Clutch City.
Ain't nobody in here acting like no bitches.
It's the Rockets Report.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
All right, welcome in. I've been waiting all week for this one right here. See your face, friend. There you go. I know you're one of the first people I've thought about. I don't think there's a bigger Rockets. I know you're a professional journalist or whatever who covers. But I know for a fact we've had conversations. This is the team that you care about the most. If there was one team in Houston that you would want to win a championship, you've told me this multiple times, it would be the Rockets. They're the team that you have the strongest emotional connection with.
Yep.
And to me, this feels like the best, at least since I've been here. I would assume, you know, maybe the Harden years, but this has got to be right up there since obviously the Olajuwon championships, best chance that you feel going into a season potentially that they can win a championship. So I am curious from you, with the Kevin Durant situation, are you more surprised that they went ahead and pulled the trigger and got Kevin Durant, or are you more surprised at what it actually took to get Kevin Durant?
Yeah, no, I always thought they were going to get him because it seemed like they had been wanting to get him since last year. You know, we had first heard about this a year ago. So, and there seemed to be smoke there when you put the ties together or try to link everything together with the relationships Kevin Durant had played with or under M.A. Udoka when he was an assistant coach with the Nets. We already knew that history. Of course, Roy Alavi, a Texas guy.
That's right.
You know, they hired DJ Augustine, who was a Texas guy, who also played for the Rockets, but is a Texas guy, a Houston guy, who has ties to Kevin Durant. So it's like the writing was on the wall. The part that I'm surprised about, to your question, Ron, is the fact that they were, and y'all have hit on this throughout the week, the fact that they were able to do this without giving up any of the premier players that are a part of the core or any of the premium first-round draft picks, like the most valuable draft pick that they ended up giving up.
You don't count Jalen Green as one of the premier players?
No, I mean, he clearly wasn't. I mean, and not only did I not count him as one, they did not count him as one. And it seemed like that, and it seemed like they had reason, good reason for that as well, like given how things played out toward the end of the season, given the, I think, overlap in responsibility and what you would require from Jalen Green versus Kevin Durant. Like, you're basically asking for the same or a similar thing. It's just that one is Kevin Durant and the other one is clearly not. So, yeah, no, I was not surprised that they made the deal, but that they were able to preserve both their present and their future in doing so, I thought was really impressive.
What do you think, B. Scott? Who do you think that the Durant move, the Durant trade, obviously with the exception of Durant, who do you think it benefits the most? All pieces moving. Dylan Brooks, I almost said Dylan Scott. Dylan Brooks gone. Obviously, Jalen Green gone, Durant in. Who benefits the most from this move?
Yeah, it's either Jabari Smith Jr. or Fred VanVleet, and I say Fred VanVleet only because of the difference between the other guard that you play with, the other perimeter guy that you play with, being Kevin Durant versus Jalen Green. Right, like I think Jabari Smith Jr. being the younger player, the one that can soak in the most, probably the one. He doesn't have a Kevin Durant style game, but he's similar size. He's a young player. He can soak in the most. And just the fact that they're going to stretch the floor quite a bit more, having Kevin Durant on the floor, that's going to play more so into Jabari Smith Jr.'s specific basketball skill sets. But I will point back to Fred VanVleet as well. Like, for everybody, and I've been hitting on this, man, for everybody that's like frustrated with the heavy doses of Fred VanVleet that you saw or that you have seen over the last couple of years, don't get it twisted. Fred VanVleet is still going to be about the heat check life.
Two for 13 from three nights.
He's still going to have some nights like that. But it's going to be, like, I think the fact that you got Kevin Durant is going to necessitate it less, and he's gonna feel that. So I think those are the two players to watch out for who are going to benefit the most from the move.
Yeah, Brandon Scott here with us as we do our Rockets report coming off of this huge week for the Rockets. All right, there are some people who are really against this. I have decided to choose violence by going back and forth with these people the first 2 days. Now, I am not one, and we had a gentleman who is the PA announcer who does the who does mornings in Phoenix as well on, and kind of got a little bit more info on what his experience was with Kevin Durant. Obviously, this isn't, nothing's perfect, right? You didn't just get the perfect. All right, no issues. For you, understanding who's here with the Rockets and their games, what potential concerns may you have? Understanding you would do the deal, but what potential concerns do you have with Kevin Durant's arrival or things that they're going to have to iron out?
Well, I mean, the big concern would have to be just an over-reliance on Kevin Durant. Like, the last thing, one of the reasons why I really like the move is because I'm operating under this assumption that Alperen Şengün is an emerging star. I think, Clint, what you've been saying about how we kind of know what he is, I agree with that, but he is still a young player who's supposed to be getting better. Amen Thompson is like a blank, almost feels like a blank canvas. Yeah. You know, so like,
yeah,
the, so those are guys that I'm expecting to get better, and I'm hoping, at least for the Rockets' sake, that they still lean into those guys and rely on those guys at the very least as much as they ever have, and hopefully even more so. So you can sort of preserve Kevin Durant or just not be over-reliant on Kevin Durant in a similar way that they've been overly reliant on Fred VanVleet because they didn't have another guard that could take the pressure off of him, right? They don't have another perimeter scorer. Obviously, Kevin Durant is his own thing, but they don't have another prolific perimeter scorer. Are they going to be able to have an offense outside of Kevin Durant where they can still generate buckets, generate baskets? Like,
who
is going to be that part? Like that. So that is my concern, to answer your first question. That's the thing that I'm concerned about. I don't know the answer to your follow up. Who's that person going to be? I think it could be Reed Shepherd. Do I know? I don't know. I'd like for it to be. Do I feel confident in that? Not quite just yet. So that would be my concern, is that, you know, for all of the patronizing that I've done for people that have done, oh, he's 37 years old, I don't care about that. I would care about it a little bit more if they're going to lean heavily on this 37-year-old in a way that I don't want them to, in a way that Phoenix did and shouldn't have. You know, that's the thing that I would caution against.
What I caught a little pushback yesterday when you know, we brought up the odds that the Rockets have jumped to the second team out of the West in terms of odds to win the West. I think that's a little bit aggressive with the Kevin Durant ad with a bunch of young guys. And my point is, I think the young guys absolutely have to take whatever that next step is for whatever the next step is for Jabari, whatever, you know.
Reed Shepherd.
Reed was the biggest one.
Yeah, if he even factors into
that. Yes. Like, all of that stuff. Like, I don't look at them as they are right now without those young guys taking significant strides in a positive direction. It's hard for me to get on a spot of like, I'm gonna put them up against the league's the best the league has to offer.
Yeah, I think you're operating in a different space of just not assuming that they're gonna
going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do that. I think a lot of folks that are penciling them in are operating under this assumption that that these things are going to happen.
Yeah.
Like these things that you say have to happen for them to be that they are going to happen. I think like you just, if you just do the math of it, honestly, Clint, they were the number two seed with Jalen Green and it's functionally the same team, but now with Kevin Durant. So if they were the two seed, then what could they be now, especially if these other players take that leap? So I would agree with you from the standpoint of it's just a crowded field. And so it's a bunch of teams that could be the two seed. It's a bunch of teams that could go to the Western Conference Finals and therefore go to the finals. And the Rockets are just among them.
Yeah, I think to your point, I mean, it depends on what you want to look at. I mean, I think some people look at the two seed and the way you just laid it out. And then others, like I've heard Ron say multiple times, is you were a two seed, but you were an underdog to the Golden State Warriors,
right,
in the first round. So, like that is which way do you want to look at it? Like, which team are they? I believe they were closer to being the team, legitimately unproven. They were closer to the team that was an underdog to Golden State than they were the legit two seed. I personally look at it that way, and I look at it too. I think it, when you look at the NBA right now, it's easy to say those kind of things after watching Indiana and Oklahoma City play in the finals.
Yeah, well, they looked like, and I even said this at the time, they were one of the most disrespected number two seeds that I had ever seen in my life. And their weakness ended up rearing its ugly head. Yeah. Like the thing that people doubted about them ended up being the thing that was, there's more nuance to it than that, of course. It wasn't just Jalen Green's underperformance, but that was a big part of it. And not just that. Now you've replaced that. You've answered that question. Like, do they have a go-to guy? Who's going to take the last shot? Who's going to take over the game? Like, these were the questions that you had about the most disrespected number two seed that I ever seen. Now they've answered those questions. It makes you, like, just logically put them in that place.
Draft is tonight, Brandon, before we get you out of here. The Rockets don't have any. I know they don't have a first round selection. Do they have a late second?
I think they traded it too.
Yeah.
Right? They traded all those.
I thought they did too.
I thought they traded all those.
There was something.
Felt like they traded every second round pick they ever had.
There was something I saw that were 49th or something. But I don't think they have a pick as of now. Do you get a sense that they may make some noise and try to get back into this draft tonight? There have been some rumors of that.
Yeah, I'm hearing the same stuff, that there are certain, I don't know who these players are that they might like, and what is the threshold to pick up a guy that you might like at 15? Or I don't know what the range is, or where exactly they would try to trade up to get to, and like how many players we're talking about. But yeah, no, I definitely think that there is a reason why you're seeing these reports. The Rockets kept their draft party open, and so they're still carrying on like this is going to be some kind of some type of event. So I think it's worth watching. Not only that, I would add too that your in-state rivals are picking at the top of the draft. So even if the Rockets don't pick, even if they don't trade back into the first round, watching Cooper Flagg go to the Mavericks and the Harper kid go to the Spurs, or whatever it is they do with that pick, I think it's going to be worthwhile for Rockets fans, on top of you know, being on pins and needles to see if they'll trade back into the first round.
There are one and two. Real quick. We talked about this earlier. If it's one thing you think they still need, one thing this Rockets team still needs, they're not complete. What would that be when you look at the roster?
I think they could still use shooting. I think Kevin Durant is the fixer. He solves a great bit of the shooting problem, the shooting issue. But for right now, outside of Kevin Durant, I'm expecting the shooting to cut because they lost Dylan Brooks, right? You traded away Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks, who was one of your
40% from three. Yeah,
one of your few spot up shooters. So you got Kevin Durant in there, but does that come from within, or are those questions going to be answered after they figure out what they're going to do with Jock Landale's non guaranteed deal? If they're going to bring back Aaron Holiday, okay. If not, what are you doing with that money?
Yeah.
With that money, go get you a shooter because that's the thing that you
Reed's
really
the
need.
One. Reed's the one, right? I mean, we talked about it a couple days ago. Like, Reed is the one that if you talk about just the Rockets, the team as a whole being more dangerous or being a better version of itself, it's like Reed Sheppard being at least a knockdown shooter that the team can depend on is an absolute game changer.
No, I mean, he changes the complexion of the team. Yeah. Like, I think back to that Oklahoma City game, I think it was in March where guys were hurt. Ended up having to start, and he played out of his mind. And this was against the real Thunder. This wasn't against the G League Thunder or the minor league Thunder. This was the actual Thunder that just won the championship.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.